In these videos about Padre Pio, I sometimes mention his devotion to Jesus's Mother Mary. However, in today's video, I want to shed light on another important figure in Padre Pio's spiritual life, Saint Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories are sourced from the book Padre Pio's Prayer Life by Gerardo Di Flumeri and Gennaro Prezioso. These stories shed light on the special connection between Padre Pio and Saint Joseph. So let's dive right in and see what these authors had to say. Padre Pio truly admired Saint Joseph and strived to imitate his virtues. Whenever Padre Pio faced challenging moments in his life, he would turn to Saint Joseph, seeking his intercession and receiving heavenly graces in return. Like Saint Joseph, Padre Pio felt like a father and was aware of the responsibilities of his spiritual fatherhood. For this reason, he confidently turned to Saint Joseph to plead for his spiritual children. There were a few phrases that Padre Pio frequently used in his advice, expressing his heartfelt prayers to Saint Joseph. For instance, he would say, "I beseech Saint Joseph to guard your soul with the same love and generosity with which he cared for Jesus. And just as he defended him from Herod, may he protect your soul from a more ferocious Herod, the devil." Another phrase that he often shared was, "May the patriarch Saint Joseph take care of you with the same care he had for Jesus. May he always assist you with his benevolent patronage and free you from the persecution of the wicked and proud Herod. And may he never allow Jesus to depart from your heart." In response to Padre Pio's devotion, Saint Joseph provided unique assistance and granted him extraordinary visions. In fact, back in January 1912, Padre Pio confided in Father Agostino of San Marco in Lamis, revealing his encounters with spiritual enemies. He mentioned, "Bluebeard doesn't want to give up." That's what Padre Pio called the devil, Bluebeard. He disguised himself in almost every form. "For days, he has been visiting me with his other satellites, armed with sticks and iron instruments, and what is worse, in his own form. Who knows how many times he has taken me out of bed, dragging me across the room. But patience, Jesus, the Blessed Mother, the little angel, Saint Joseph, and Father Saint Francis are almost always with me." On March 20th, 1921, Padre Pio wrote to Father Agostino about his experience on the feast day of Saint Joseph. He shared, "Yesterday, the feast of Saint Joseph, only God knows the sweetness I experienced, especially after Mass. So intense that I still feel it within me. My head and heart were burning, but it was a fire that did me good." And then we have a delightful story recounted by Father Onorato Marucci, one of Padre Pio's assistants during his last years of his life. He says, "It was an afternoon in the month before Padre Pio's passing, and I found myself standing with him on the terrace near cell number 1, waiting to accompany him to the sacristy for the evening function. Now, this particular day happened to be a Wednesday, a day dedicated to honoring Saint Joseph. To my surprise, Padre Pio remained motionless, standing in front of the picture of the glorious patriarch. Leaning against the wall, he seemed completely absorbed in ecstasy. After a while, impatience got the better of Father Onorato, and he couldn't help but ask, 'Father, should I continue waiting? Don't we need to get going? We're running late.' but his questions received no response. Padre Pio remained fixated, continuing his contemplation of the image of Saint Joseph. Finally, after Father Honorato pulled his arm and repeated his question multiple times, Padre Pio burst out, "Look, look, how beautiful Saint Joseph is!" At last, they were on their way to the sacristy. As they entered the St. Francis room, they were met by the sacristan priest, who couldn't help but inquire about the delay. Father Honorato explained, "Today, Padre Pio couldn't move away from the picture of St. Joseph." End of anecdote. The authors conclude, "It was clear that Padre Pio didn't want to miss any opportunity to encourage his spiritual children to develop a sincere and profound devotion to Saint Joseph. He understood that such devotion would serve as a wellspring of wisdom, solace, and divine blessings. Even today, his voice resonates with the same urgency, Ite ad Joseph, go to Saint Joseph, with absolute confidence, because I too, like Saint Teresa of Avila, can't remember ever asking for anything from St. Joseph that I didn't receive immediately." Many of you probably already know, but it's worth mentioning nonetheless, that the Gospels do not record any of St. Joseph's spoken words. He was a man of silence, a man who listened attentively to God's word and faithfully acted upon it. Today's anecdotes not only highlight Padre Pio's profound connection with St. Joseph, but also emphasize the everlasting message he leaves behind. A call for all of us to approach St. Joseph with absolute trust and devotion. So may we follow Padre Pio's example and remember that we too have the opportunity of seeking St. Joseph's intervention in our lives as well. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.